From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader.
My intention is was never ever to offend people of colour with this video and my song.
Jessie Nelson probably hoped her first single since leaving Little Mix would be celebrated as a breakthrough song for a new British solo artist. Instead, she's been forced to defend herself against accusations of blackfishing.
It actually does really hurt me that I may have offended people and actually like hurt people's feelings just by genuinely celebrating something that I love.
That was her on Nicki Minaj's Instagram Live. Minaj features on Nelson's song Boys and has been defending the singer. Nelson strongly denies the claims, but it's hardly the first time someone's been accused of blackfishing, as the Evening Standard's Emma Lofhagen writes in her column for the newspaper and online, and she's with me now. Emma, first of all, let's start with this word that some people may not have heard before. What is blackfishing?
So blackfishing is basically when white women kind of reinvent themselves, usually on social media, Instagram in particular, using cosmetic surgery, tanning, hair products, hairstyling to create the look of a black or mixed race woman, usually a light-skinned black woman. And it's kind of artificially creating a look of racial ambiguity.
Now, Jessie Nelson has been vehemently denying that she's doing this. But when you've seen the video for Boys with Nicki Minaj, did you feel, oh, this might be a little bit uncomfortable?
Yeah, to be honest, I have been following her career and Little Mix's career, and I hadn't heard anything about the accusations about Jessie specifically, but when I watched the video, I did feel uncomfortable because I think it was her new look, this dark skin, very curly hair, the very big lips, coupled with the message of the video and the lyrics of the song. So the video was kind of her with this crew of racially ambiguous women and a lot of black men talking about bad boys and these hood boys. And it was just this, it felt like a very, it felt like fetishizing of black culture. And then coupled with her looking very different, kind of not dissimilar to a mixed race black woman, it just felt very off to me.
She says she's just celebrating that culture. Is that appropriate for a white woman to do?
Well, the thing is, there's this discussion now about cultural appropriation versus cultural appreciation. And I think the distinction is, if you want to celebrate black culture and appreciate black culture, doing it in a way that's fetishizing and stereotyping, often negatively, in this case, black men as bad boys, while also creating this look of racial arts and appreciation of black culture, that's kind of cherry picking aspects of black culture that are seen as profitable and cool.
Should this video have been released, Emma? Should somebody have picked up a lot sooner? This might be problematic.
Yeah, I mean, I just, with this kind of thing, I just don't know who's in the room in these discussions, because surely, I just don't understand how not one single person could have thought, maybe we shouldn't have this tone. Maybe this could be construed in this way. Because I think if someone has spoken up, then they could have changed the video slightly. Or, you know, I don't think they needed to change the whole song, maybe some of the lyrics. But yeah, I don't understand why this wasn't picked up before the video was released.
This isn't the first time that blackfishing has come up. Is it a big problem?
I think it's a problem that is increasing, and it's come alongside this shift in beauty standards. So if we think about the 90s, the beauty standard was very much slim and white, blonde, that kind of ideal. But now I think we're seeing a shift from that Eurocentric beauty ideal to a more racially ambiguous beauty standard, where we've got the rise of lip fillers, the kind of terrifying rise of plastic surgery, particularly Brazilian bum lifts, which are very dangerous. This fake tan, wavy hair to emulate light-skinned black women. And I think it's come with the rise of Instagram and Instagram influencers, celebrities like the Kardashians, who have created an empire based on this Instagram look. So I definitely think it's a problem that is increasing.
Is there a problem with people taking the black look because it's perceived as being cool, but not actually considering what that means and what goes with it? For example, the racism that black people have suffered.
Yeah, I think that's the issue, and that's why it feels uncomfortable, because blackfishing is about picking and choosing the aspects of blackness that you think are cool and are profitable and desirable without having the lived experience of being a black person, which often isn't cool and fun and profitable. It's often, it comes with racism and stereotyping and all of those injustices that black people face. It feels like celebrities are just, you know, cherry picking the bits that they want and not having to deal with all the other bits of blackness which aren't as fun.
What can Jessie Nelson do to kind of calm tensions down now? She's just embarking on her solo career. What does she have to do now?
I was really rooting for her career. I still am. And I think that in cases like this, I think what you need to do is just take some accountability. And I think what she's done thus far is kind of plead ignorance. And I don't know why she thought it was a good PR move to try and get Nicki Minaj on her side, because she herself has just been embroiled in controversy after controversy. But I think she just needs to try and be open-minded to the criticisms of her rather than turning a blind eye, and make an apology and move on. But I think pretending that she doesn't know what's going on, or painting herself as a victim in the situation, isn't helpful.
And you can read Emma's column, Blackfishing is Distasteful, Not Cool, in the Evening Standard newspaper and online at standard.co.uk. That's the Leader Podcast. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.